This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Some seniors spend their twilight years in their own home. Many move into a nursing home.
Don't ever put your loved one in here, ever.
And a select few continue to pull the levers of power, debasing the most powerful country in the world in order to protect and add to their ill-gotten gains. The youngest member of Democratic leadership is 71-year-old Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer of New York. The longest-serving senator, 88-year-old California Senator Dianne Feinstein, is worth well over $1 billion. That includes $96 million of her own fortune, combined with her late husband's assets, acquired from a senator's base salary of approximately $174,000.
Should members of Congress and their spouses be banned from trading individual stocks while serving in Congress?
No, I don't know to this. Second one, this is a free market and people, we are a free market economy that should be able to participate in that.
Like her crony, Pelosi, Feinstein has opened the door to contracts for her husband's company through the years related to one federal crisis after another.
Senator Dianne Feinstein's office now confirming to NBC News that she has been contacted by the FBI, confirming that Feinstein answered questions from the FBI about stock trades that her husband made and also that the senator provided documents to the FBI.
First, Politico revealed that a Feinstein staffer was a Chinese spy, then in Matiran Ross Moore. Citing an unnamed source, the column revealed the Chinese spy was Feinstein's driver for 20 years, who also served as a gopher in her Bay Area office and was a liaison to the Asian American community. He even attended Chinese consulate functions for the senator.
Senator Richard Burr of North Carolina sold between $600,000 and $1.7 million worth of stock in late January and mid-February, about a week before the U.S. market started to slide and as lawmakers started to get daily briefings about the growing health crisis in Asia. Georgia's junior Republican Senator Kelly Loeffler, who is married to the New York Stock Exchange chairman, sold off hundreds of thousands of dollars in stocks starting in late January. Congressional records show Republican Jim Inhofe of Oklahoma and California Senator Dianne Feinstein also sold stocks. On Twitter this morning, Feinstein said the stocks belonged to her husband, who sold shares of a cancer therapy company. She also says her assets are in a blind trust.
If you know that you own, to take your example, Exxon stock, you know that your congressional action when it comes to climate change policy could impact your stock price. And so it's not that you're trading on knowledge, it's that your ownership of that stock disincentivizes you to do what's in the public interest as a result.
If, as a lawmaker, you don't face any real significant penalty for violating the Stock Act if you ultimately do. They only face a $200 fine as an initial fine if, for example, they are months or even years late in disclosing stock purchases or stock sales in companies that, in terms of the total value of those trades, could number into the six, seven, or even eight figures, and we've found evidence of all of that with several lawmakers.
But aside from the fleecing of America, Feinstein and Pelosi's mental fitness has frequently come into question.
She can no longer fulfill her job duties without her staff doing much of the work. A California Democrat in Congress described an extended conversation with Feinstein, saying they had to reintroduce themselves multiple times.
Without term limits or age limits, we are allowing dementia to rule over our prescient present and the impending New World Order future.
But to be clear, you're not taking any arrows out of your quiver. You're not ruling anything out.
Good morning. Sunday morning. We have a responsibility. We take an oath to protect and defend the Constitution of the United States. Good morning. Sunday morning.
The American system has become a country club of decrepit, scamming, millionaire globalist pawns lording over younger generations that are left to pick up the pieces after the old establishment finally releases it from the grasp of their corpses. John Bound reporting.
Important article at InfoWars.com. We're going to come back. Taking away special treatment for woke corporations is not authoritarian. Stay with us. We have over 100 designs of t-shirts that just sit there in our warehouse. We need to sell those shirts to fund the operation. But we've already made some orders on future shirts coming in. But these are all limited editions. So once these new shirts come in, we're going to sell those, and that's it. We'll have limited editions one at a time in the future. And when they're gone, they're gone. Well, here's the new limited edition shirt. This one is $24.95, really nice fabric. Alex Jones was right on the front with the big red lightning bolt on the back, InfoWars.com. You talk about triggering. You talk about spreading the word. You talk about waking people up. Alex Jones was right. Fundraiser shirt. We need the funds to operate. InfoWarsStore.com. Alex Jones was right. It's a gorgeous shirt. We're really proud of it. Get a piece of history now at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139. Again, be part of history. Support free speech. Be a maverick. Be a rebel. You can't do that in a better way than wearing an Alex Jones was right shirt with InfoWars.com. Big on the back. Available now for a limited time. InfoWarsStore.com.
Live from Austin, Texas, it's Alex Jones.
And filmmaker, researcher, author, Shopstown joins us coming up next segment to talk about all of these food processing plants blowing up and burning down around the U.S. More blew up yesterday. The big explosions in Russia, their top chemical plant, also their big military research facility blew up. I mean, there is a shadow war going on big time. But we've got this article right here that's really informative. It's on InfoWars.com. Four U.S. airlines to allow face mask violators to return to skies as mandates lift. So they created a social credit score system as a beta test. And if you didn't submit, they would put you on a ban. But now they're saying, oh, now that the mask mandate is lifted, now you can come back. That sounds like, oh, that's friendly. No, that's the cult applying pressure and then removing pressure to only bring it back later. They're training you to accept the abuse. Now let's talk about how we fight back. Florida House voted 68-38 to strip Disney of privilege, tax, and self-governing status. Woke conglomerate pays the price for publicly bashing Governor DeSantis. Don't say gay bill. That didn't say don't say gay. It said don't say pedophile. Don't teach five-year-olds how to get blowjobs. We got Psaki in a moment saying on that, no, that needs to continue. We, the government agent, to have a discussion about sex and your child's future when you're not even having that with them until they're 10 or 11 years old. I mean, these are sickos trying to screw your kids up. There's a big article from Brandon Smith from altmarket.us. It's also on InfoWars.com. Taking away special treatment for woke corporations is not authoritarian. Yeah, I don't get a tax exemption here in Austin employing people, but Google and Apple and everybody else does. And if you're conservative, you get your bank account taken away. You get your website, you get kicked off Twitter. So the idea that it's authoritarian to say, okay, you want to continue mask mandates. You want to continue sexualizing children. You want to continue to have Disney employees caught every week in pedophilia. And you want to attack us and attack our legislation saying don't sexualize 5 to 8 year olds. My God, it should be up to 12 year olds. I mean, well, in fact, what's the government's job doing that? I mean, to begin with, this is evil. It's Keynesian psychology. He said, if you can get children when they're young and tie political systems to their sex, they will see that political system as their daddy, basically. Very sick, folks. People that get abused by pedophiles, their whole life gets controlled by it usually. It's the same thing. They're ruining your children, creating a sick relationship with them, a criminal relationship, hiding it in plain view. So taking away treatment, special treatment for woke corporations is not authoritarianism. And he goes through and does a great job in a long article that everybody should read. I read this morning that explains all of this. But it's just incredible when you see what these corporations are doing and what they're engaged in. And so that is the answer. Wait, you get tax exemption, you get your own police department, you're in your own city, you're above the law, you can do whatever you want, but you want to use your money against the elected state governor and legislature to try to stop them for not letting you fund groups coming after their children sexually. Unbelievable. Here's a clip of Psaki. Doubles down, declares teachers should be talking to five-year-olds about gender identity to confuse them, to have the teacher that's supposed to teach them 2 + 2 = 4, or how to write in cursive, or how to, you know, at Christmas time with cotton balls and red construction paper make a Santa Claus face. No, now, oh, you're a little boy? You might be a little girl. You're a little girl? You might be a little boy. So they can create a state relationship with your child to take parental rights and then screw your children up. I mean, this is just disgusting and horrible, man. These people are really, 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 really gross. Here's Psaki.
Don't parents have a right to have concern? I mean, we're talking specifically here about teaching about sex in kindergarten through third grade. I have to say, as a parent, I would have problems with that.
But the law is not about teaching sex education. It's about teaching about gender identity. And so what do you do if a parent or a kid, should I say, a kid in one of these elementary schools says, what about Sally? Sally has two moms. Or I'm not sure if I'm a girl or a boy. I mean, these are kids who are experiencing, these moments in their lives. I also think that these are not, there's not a big record of there being either sex education or extensive gender identity education in these schools. And this is creating a problem or a political cudgel about an issue that I don't think exists.
A political cudgel. Record numbers of people saying they're trans. Record numbers of millions being sterilized. Total targeting of children everywhere. Courageous and brave. Bruce Jenner. And, oh, nobody's targeting your children. Oh, well, in this moment, when you say to a child, you might be another sex, and the teacher goes, ooh, how neat. And I've got articles here where they're literally training the teachers in elementary school, first, second, third, fourth, fifth grade, to go in and screw these kids up for life. Imagine if you found a mother telling her son she's a girl. Or, well, that's a sick mom. But now the state does it. It's like, well, that's a good thing. In fact, here's a report on it. District employees coaching third grader on their gender. So they're brainwashing the teachers and training them to go in to do this. And now we have school administrators on television saying, of course we're going to teach your kids to be a different sex. Of course we're going to teach them how to masturbate. It's a total sick power grab. Here it is.
Dear board members and Superintendent Ikchin, as you're aware, I'm sure a packet of district emails was released to a GUSD parent on the basis of a public records request for all communications matching certain keywords such as CRT, LGBTQ, or queer, for example. What was discovered in this initial release was appalling and needs to be addressed ASAP by all levels of district leadership. For those of you who haven't seen these documents circulating on social media, I'll recap for you. On an email dated June 7, 2021, from Mrs. Tammy Tiber, a third-grade teacher at Jefferson Elementary, to Sally Miles and Craig Lewis from District's Teaching and Learning Department, Mrs. Tiber says, good morning, Sally and Craig. As you know, I teach third grade. Today I talked to my class about LGBTQ Pride Month and played two short videos from YouTube that were geared toward kids. A parent who heard the lesson and discussion made her daughter leave the Zoom and texted me asking when I was done discussing sexual orientation so that she can let her kids back onto Zoom. I was planning on doing more lessons tomorrow and Wednesday, but now I'm afraid to. Here are the videos and lessons I was going to do with my class. Of the YouTube video links she listed, here's an excerpt from one that she played for her 8-year-old students where an MTV host asks children questions about being gay and transgender. She says, Jodie Foster is a woman, and she made me question my own sexuality when I was a child because I liked her so much. And she was nude in the film Nell, and sarcastically says, not that I remember watching it several times as a child, with a wink. During remote learning last year, a parent heard what was being shown and taught to her 8-year-old child on Zoom, immediately turned off the computer and contacted the teacher, which resulted in the worried email Ms. Tiber sent to district personnel. Exactly 21 minutes later, after sending the email, Mrs. Tiber received a response from Mr. Craig Lewis, part of district staff, that said, do not be concerned or afraid. Your principal should support you, as I know that our district, including Vivian, does, end quote. This district staffer goes even further and gives more media recommendations to the teacher, but says to steer clear of content that says sexual or coming out, since it may raise red flags. In other words, coaching this teacher on proven methods to push her agenda, but to stay under the radar. Immediately after the release of this email chain, the parents at Jefferson Elementary who have have or have had Ms. Tiber as their child's teacher reached out to the principal and demanded answers. Why is gender and sexuality issues being taught to eight-year-olds to begin with? With the tremendous loss of learning our children experienced the past 2 years.
That's Alfred Kinsey. If you can screw them up sexually, you rule them for life. This is beyond pedophilia. This is about wrecking children's minds. We got Sean Stone coming up, and we've also got to get to this stage. What is Title 42? Even the head of DHS is saying, okay, we shouldn't do this. No screening for drugs, no screening for diseases, no screening of IDs or dudes with three kids, which they admit there's a bunch of kidnapping going on. You don't check anything. But when you fly on an airplane, they're going to funnel your genitals. And when you're a citizen flying back, they're going to check your passport. But when you're coming across the border, baby, you don't have to take shots. You don't got to wear a mask. We don't ask who you are. You got a kid with you? Hey, it's fine. You got tuberculosis? Good. Thank you for bringing that to us.
You trust your mother, right? She's always taken care of you and always tried to give you good advice when you ask for it. And sometimes even when you don't. Well, even though she might not mention it, Mom very likely has neck, back, and shoulder pains. And she needs relief. So trust this good advice. Give back to Mom this Mother's Day with quality products from Sunny Bay. Like our disposable heat patches. They're back in stock now and target neck and shoulder pain in adults of all ages. Or our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. Mom can heat them in her microwave, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews on Amazon when you search Sunny Bay Heating Wraps. And shop now in time for Mother's Day. There's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find us on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
The kid what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
His dad, of course, made and produced the epic films on Ukraine long before this whole thing exploded, Ukraine on Fire and more. And he joins us now to talk about some of his new films that lay all of this out in a new book on the Anglo-American establishment, Sean Stone. Jesus. And so it's great to have you here, my friend. Obviously, we were talking before you went live with us. What is front and center on your radar screen? And I've got the big question. With the collapse of CNN, the collapse of Netflix, the collapse of Hollywood, all this censorship, what is the establishment going to do? How would you describe the current state of the world? Thanks for joining us.
Absolutely. I would describe it as people waking up. This process, this awakening process is just, it's an inevitability. How can you have such an overtly lost president of the United, so-called president of the United States, and expect people to not get that there's something seriously wrong? How can you push bills like they're doing in California where you can literally murder a child after it's born and call it abortion? I mean, it's like at some point you have to realize that the dark side is progressively been pushing people in this direction to normalize what has always been Satanism. But it took a long time to break down the morals of the society, right? It took a long time to sort of to deconstruct the nuclear family. And as you've talked about before, Alex, like this agenda going back, you know, well over 50, 60 years, 70 years as a New World Order agenda, but essentially to reconstruct the family. I mean, even the empowerment of women, which is a beautiful thing, but as an agenda to basically take down wages such that, you know, a man, as we know back in the 60s, could make a wage to support a family of four. And what have we seen? Complete wage stagnation since that time, right? Since we went off the, well, really, I mean, since the Federal Reserve has been printing money like crazy and destroying our industries and our infrastructure, so that they've created this crisis point now, right? But it's not like this is just Biden. This is 50, 60 years in the making. And so what happened was that people, I think, are now at that place of crisis, and they have nothing left to do but wake up or check out, basically surrender.
Beautifully said. Either fight back or surrender. We are at the crossroads. That is absolutely profound. Please continue.
Right. And so, again, so this has been generations in the works. I mean, there are people that were talking about world government back in the 40s and 50s. And it was like, as we know, these were the conspiracy theorists of the time. And it felt maybe a little bit far out. But there were very powerful, prominent people within the Republican Party. People like Charles Lindbergh, right, and other Republicans like Taft and others that were warning against, you know, whether it was the League of Nations or the United Nations, and this concept of driving towards world government, taking the power away from we the people in America, given power by the Creator, not by a government, right? Our Declaration says it's God that endows us with these rights. It's not governments that do it. And so they've been trying to separate and take us away from having authority over our lives, and to surrender basically more and more to these power structures. That's why they're now pushing this whole agenda of the World Health Organization being able to issue edicts and mandates and things like this, right, to surrender national sovereignty. That's been the goal for, you know, again, going back 60, 70 years. And it's like it was a conspiracy theorist that were out there, you know, whether they're the Birchers or the LaRouches or others that were calling these things out. And it seemed more far-fetched unless you were an insider. or really paying attention. But now it's not far-fetched anymore. You know, now it's just like, it's obvious. It's evident. It's self-evident. It's like you have to make a choice at this point. Do you want to buy into that totalitarian system that literally can dictate to you when your business can operate, whether, you know, whether or not you have to put something into your body against your will, you know, whether or not your children can basically be taken from you at will. I mean, all these things that are sadistic and satanic.
By the way, let me back you up. Here's Fauci yesterday saying, as you said, there's a treaty. The UN wants total control over all health care of our governments, which the Operation Lockstep said a decade ago they would do, the Rockefeller Foundation. But here he is on national TV saying that the CDC should be above the law, that Congress, the courts, has no power. Well, I mean, that's a medical dictatorship. Here it is.
Both surprised and disappointed, because those types of things really are the purview of the CDC. This is a public health issue. And for a court to come in, and if you look at the rationale for that, it really is not particularly firm. And we are concerned about that, about courts getting involved in things that are unequivocally public health decisions. I mean, this is a CDC issue. It should not have been a court issue.
And that's what Governor Newsom said 4 years ago when he said we keep babies alive and sell their organs. He goes, we don't want courts or police involved. It's between a woman and the doctor. Well, then they mean the state. So this is a big deal, Sean. It's what you just said.
Well, yeah, and again, I mean, the drive towards even empowering the World Health Organization far beyond, you know, anything anything as far as our nation is concerned. But I would even argue maybe, look, it shouldn't be a court issue in the sense that it's a personal issue. It's a personal hygiene issue. And this is what these psychopaths don't want you to remember. And so we know our court system is compromised. I don't trust the courts. I mean, I'm sure that the DOJ is going to appeal this. And, you know, if it goes to the Supreme Court, I mean, it's like, will they rule what's right? I don't know. Because as we know, the bar system, the bar association as a system is a self-regulating system. It's, you know, ultimately it's based on maritime law, maritime legal structures that essentially are not based in natural principles and natural rights, based, you know, really on the sovereignty of the individual, based in what? The Ten Commandments. This is what God says, ultimately. Ten Commandments is about not trespassing. And as long as we honor natural law and principles, we all have an understanding of what should be lawful. But unfortunately, they've created this Masonic infrastructure.
No, you're right. Everything is about systems that either trespass or don't trespass, and real systems are against trespassing. The globalists are all about trespassing. Everything is about trampling your rights.
That's right, because they've created such a Byzantine legal system. I mean, the point is that there's a one principle that exists. Do not trespass, right? And yet they've turned it into how many codes and commercial laws? I mean, that's how they've been able to violate our sovereignty as individuals, mainly on the commercial law. The federal government had no business beyond the Constitution giving it certain powers of regulating, like, you know, our military and certain things when it comes to basic functionality, right? And the Treasury issuing the currency, which obviously doesn't do that. You know, they surrender that to the Federal Reserve private banking system. But the point is that our Constitution gave a federal government very, very limited powers. The federal government then decided to become this megalithic corporation that goes into your home because, hey, commerce, anything that goes across commercial roads, basically they can get their hands into, even if it comes to smoking weed in your home, you know, and obviously when it comes to using your cell phone, all these things, commercial code that allow them to spy on us, to take away our rights. And we have to get back to our principles of natural law, natural justice, the God-given rule that really is based on, if I'm not doing harm to others, not trespassing on others' sovereignty and freedom, why should anyone have the right to take that from me or to tell me what I can and can't do within my own person, my own sovereignty?
Beautifully said. I want to talk about your docuseries dealing with all this when we come back, and your new book, and I want to get into what's going to happen with Biden. What's going to happen with the collapse of the border, getting rid of Title 42, where nobody will be checked for any diseases? Where do you see this going, and how do we get the average person who's still in a trance to realize that we are at a crossroads and they have to make a choice in free will? We'll be right back. We have over 100 designs of T-shirts that just sit there in our warehouse. We need to sell those shirts to fund the operation. But we already made some orders on future shirts coming in. But these are all limited editions. So once these new shirts come in, we're going to sell those, and that's it. We'll have limited editions one at a time in the future. And when they're gone, they're gone. Well, here's the new limited edition shirt. This one is $24.95, a really nice fabric. Alex Jones was right on the front with a big red lightning bolt on the back, InfoWars.com. You talk about triggering. You talk about spreading the word. You talk talk about waking people up. Alex Jones was right. Fundraiser shirt. We need the funds to operate. InfoWarsStore.com. Alex Jones was right. It's a gorgeous shirt. We're really proud of it. Get a piece of history now at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139. Again, be part of history. Support free speech. Be a maverick. Be a rebel. You can't do that in a better way than wearing an Alex Jones was right shirt with InfoWars.com. Big on the back. Available now for a limited time. InfoWarsStore.com.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good, they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
When your doctor tells you you have bad cholesterol or blockages in the arteries, what do you do? When diet and exercise is not enough, we try medications and hope for the best. For the last two decades, I have been telling people about a natural method to help solve these problems and more. Extendovite can help maintain cardiovascular health and lower blood lipid levels in adults. The seven herbs in Extendovite are known to work together synergistically to get the results we hope for. There are many testimonials on Extendovite's effect on circulatory-related ailments. Get Extendovite today to start your journey back to a healthier life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or see us on amazon.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
From Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
I'm just an average man with an average life. I work from 9 to 5. Hey, hell, I pay the price.
Well, he's got a new book out. He also made a documentary series that's amazing, Best Kept Secret. It's Sean Stone here with us today. So, Sean, going back to what you pointed out, I mean, really are at a crossroads. It's such an epic moment to know that we're now inside the New World Order. We're not in beta anymore. I think nobody debates that we're now in operational mode. So much of what they're doing is being revealed. Why do they want us to be satanic? Why do they? Because I know it looks like a party. It looks like it's fun. But really, it's dehumanization, not standing up for each other, just getting rid of systems where people stand up for each other. What are we being prepared for?
Right, right. Well, it's an old concept, really. I mean, it's the nature of empire, right? We've seen it throughout human history. It's enslavement of humanity, and it's predicated on the idea of as you mentioned, the degradation of humanity, the lack of love for our fellow man and woman, the idea of, gosh, it's so complex, right? But ultimately, it's keeping us in this class system that we see perpetuated through the idea of masking, right? You know, the elite get to walk around the parties without the masks, and the serfs basically have the masks on. The vaccination strategy, the same thing. Like, those that know what's going on are, you know, not really going to do it, but they're going to tell everyone, yeah, go ahead and get, you know, get your upgrade here, your booster. But really, it's, as we know, the new evolution of the satanic agenda, which has always been embedded with empires and embedded within the Darwinian ideology, which basically says that humans are a random mutation. We have no divine, there's no divine spirit working through humanity. It's just we're just smart monkeys, right? That satanic ideology, which is perpetuate, which is really most prominent within the science, so-called, you know, guarded by the elite, the same, you know, the National Endowment, you know, all these different foundations, essentially, right? All these different structures, the Royal Society.
Well, that's like Yuval Harari, who's the high priest of the you know, Church of the World Economic Forum. He says, you have no free will, you're worthless, we're going to get rid of you, but we'll be God soon, and we have free will. So it's very paradoxical. They're telling you the trick that you don't have free will, and you're an animal, and you're nobody, but, oh, we're gods. I mean, it's ridiculous. No, they don't want to compete with other conscious, sentient people because they're losers.
Right. Well, exactly. I mean, they want to essentially rule over this modern-day empire, and as we talk about in the Best Kept Secret docuseries, transhumanism is an integral aspect of getting control, because they know, these Satanists know, they cannot control God's universe. There is a natural logic and power, right? There's a natural force that works through nature that is God-given spirit, right? And that's life itself. They cannot control life, but they will do everything they can to recreate it, to affect it, to get into our bodies, to alter our genetics, as Harari talks about, to manipulate our free will, again, which is all given by divine force, but they negate that. They want to. They know they can't, because they know they can't control it. So they have to do everything.
Exactly. A tip: anybody telling you don't have free will, but that they're going to be a god, is the bad guy.
Pretty much. Yes. That's. I mean, that's just the obvious. That's where they are now. Because again, a lot of these things have been around for decades, and it was more like it was sort of in closed minutes. It was indicative. It was covert in places like Bohemian Grove, where you expose like that ritual, and a lot of it was symbolic, right? So it was like baking people down morally to the symbolic level. Yeah, what's her name? Abramovich is out there, you know, having these bloodbaths that they call art. You know, it's symbolic. Well, everything symbolic has energy. Everything in this physical realm has an energetic imprint and a frequency to it, right? So if you create movies like Saw and all the satanic films that have come out over the last decades, basically torture porn, you know, eliciting, you know, this fascination with the destruction of the human, with the gutting of the human, and desensitization of children that it goes accordingly between the video games and the films and other things, right, that basically give us no value for human life. Now you have, even though it's not real, it's all a movie, but psychologically, we don't know the difference. We, you know, if we have a dream, what happens when you wake up from a dream? You're terrified.
And what you're saying is so key. They desensitize us with simulations because they're getting ready to do the real thing, and they don't want us to differentiate the two.
Exactly. Because they know that the mind is malleable in that way. They know how the mind can be controlled and manipulated through the visuals, through the progressive breakdown of our morality. So it's like, you know, what starts with, you know, essentially, you know, LGBTQ becomes, well, now it has to be, you know, taught to your children. It has to be, you know, taught to the little kids, because they have to know what they're getting ready for, because they might be gay. And it's like, they're 5 years old, and they don't have a sexual, they don't even know what sex
exactly.
is.
Exactly. Their so-called tolerance, we opened the door, wasn't tolerance. They just used those groups. It was us being conquered.
Exactly. And that's the progressive agenda. It was really a slow boiling, as we know, the socialist ideology, where it's like, well, you know, as we've seen around socialism, if you go to Europe or Australia or places like this during the lockdowns in Australia, and I talk to the Australian people, I'm like, how can you allow the government to literally dictate to you, you know, to close down your borders, to tell you you have to, you know, you have to quarantine, to all these, you know, parameters for health purposes? Oh, it's the government. It's their prerogative. That's socialism for you. The government gives us everything so we can basically be told by the government what to do.
And listen, you're a visionary in your own films, your own work. But, you know, your dad was Snowden and JFK, visionary on what they now admit, kill switches, have been put in everything. They're trying to blame the Russians when top programmers go, no, these are built in the U.S. These are put in the chips, not by the Russians. It seems like their power is waning, though, and that's why they're trying to dominate us and bully us. You think I'm right by saying that, or is their power waning? Or I mean, how do you see this gut level, spiritual level, just the current imprint? How do you see this unfolding? You have hope, or are you feel doomed, or a mix of the two?
No, actually, I feel very optimistic in the sense that the system is breaking down. And so, as you know, like as you say, when the system is breaking down, heading towards it, basically it's bankrupt. It doesn't have authority. It will do everything it can to intimidate, to scare, to call, you know, to basically terrorize you. Oh, you don't want to be a conspiracy theorist. You don't, you know, if anyone challenges us as part of QAnon, it becomes ridiculous. You see, it becomes so bad that people start to see through the illusion. And then you end up with bifurcation, which is where we are, what we've been living through the last 2 years, the bifurcation of, especially in America, but all over the world, those that are saying, hey, you know what? I'm a patriot. I'm going to choose body sovereignty. You know, whether or not you get the vaccine, if you believe in body sovereignty, you know, you're basically a patriot. Because that's in our country.
Exactly. If you don't believe in body sovereignty, you're on the bad guy's side.
Exactly. And so that's where we are. We're in this bifurcation point where those that are believing in this liberal, so-called liberal satanic order, ultimately, because they use liberalism to get away with anything they want. It's perversion. It's libertarianism. It's whatever you want to do, you can do because, you know, we're free. You know, we're free. And it's ultimately satanic. It ultimately leads you to Satanism. So there's those that have completely bought into that agenda. They have no qualms with it. They really have no morality. They just want what they call freedom. And that freedom basically will be, you know, the end of the individual, the end of our individual.
By the way, what you said is so important. I used to call myself a libertarian till I figured out it means no boundaries. And then I don't have boundaries. I don't even have sovereignty. And so it becomes like this excuse for tyranny. And then it's the opposite of liberty.
Exactly. It's like the libertine concept of freedom. The libertines were notorious. You know, the Hellfire Club was an example of that. You know, it's like they were just notorious for their excesses. And oftentimes Hellfire Club was known to do satanic things and rituals and, you know, beyond just sexual issues, maybe even perversions like pedophilia and things like this. It's obviously very, very pronounced.
Sean, you went to Oxford, which was associated with that. And I know you did some research on that. Maybe you can talk about it when we come back. But you know something about the Hellfire Club, don't you?
I went to a party and where they used. I went to a party that they held in the caves where the Hellfire Club used to do their parties. But don't forget, Ben Franklin went over there. You know, he was a part of it. I don't mean that anyone who's part of it was necessarily a Satanist.
No, I totally agree. He was investigating and experiencing things. But yeah, no. But the point is, they gather the free souls in where they think it's freedom, and then it's something else.
Exactly.
All right. Tell people where they find your new amazing documentary. I love it.
Best kept secret. Yeah, you're in it too. It's great. It's SeanStone.info is the best place to get all the links. It's on Iconic, you know, David Icke's platform. It's on Vimeo on demand. But SeanStone.info is a great gateway to get there.
All right, stay right there. I want to come back and talk big picture, where you think the world's going. Infowars.com tomorrow's news today. We're doing a money bomb because, contrary to the news, I don't have $60 million. I need money to file these lawsuits and stay on air. So please support us. Great products. Infowarsstore.com or saveinfowars.com or infowars2022.com. Why the different URLs? Because they have trouble blocking.
Do you fear getting COVID? I've had COVID 4 times over 2 years now, and it is very easy to eliminate from my body. We've all heard the several nutritional and medical recommendations on how to protect from COVID. However, no one is talking about the one I've found to be the most effective. I've had 2 clients debilitated with COVID symptoms for days or months take our Green Meadow Whey protein powder and feel either 100% well or much better in the first 24 hours. That's a faster recovery than offered by any medication or other nutritional supplement. Green Meadow Whey is naturally rich in the protein called lactoferrin. Non-denatured lactoferrin is a protein that binds to viruses and cell receptor sites so they cannot enter the cell, as well as defends the body against bacteria, fungi, parasites, and supports abdominal fat loss. I have found that nature always has a superior answer to any health challenge. Let Green Meadow Whey empower your body and immunity to the highest levels of health. To order, go to bestwayprotein.net, that's bestwayprotein.net, or call 888-988-3325.
According to the World Gold Council, while demand for gold is surging, 72% of people reply they lack the necessary know-how to do so. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta, owner of Advantage Gold, hands down the highest rated gold dealer in the country. The reason? We lead with education. We've taught millions of investors how to buy gold safely and securely, and our in-depth gold guide explains everything you need to know. from what type of metals to consider, if an IRA or cash transaction is best, and how you can be certain that the gold you're buying is authentic, certified, and real. Call 800-900-8000 now and get our number one rated first-time gold buyer's kit. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the information you need to secure your future. Call 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000 today.
Hi, I'm your host, Smokey Colbert, filling in for Smokey, because after 75 years of...
Only you can prevent wildfires.
Turns out there's much more to say. Nearly 90% of wildfires are caused by us humans being careless, dumping our used barbecue coals willy-nilly. Guess the song was wrong. We did start the fire. That's why I respect Mother Nature and her trees, whether coniferous or new car scented. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
We will not comply with the institution's sick illusion. No, it won't be televised. Welcome to the revolution.
Number one hit, talking about bringing down the New World Order. Freedom's popular. CNN, Netflix, it's all collapsing. And I brought this up with Sean Stone because I worked on Ventura's TV show with him and, you know, knew him before that. He's a great guy. And, of course, obviously being Oliver Stone, one of the top directors, producers, writers ever, he obviously, they tried to recruit him into it. And I told these stories years ago, not trying to brag, but when I was young in Dallas, there was like feeder groups to this, very rich people. And, you know, sex parties, things like that. Nothing illegal, nothing pedophilic, except I was, you know, young. I mean, I was like 14, 15 doing this. And then it got dark and I got out of it. These were like beautiful college women, you name it. And I was like, God, of course, I love women. And I look a lot older than my age. But the point is, he talks about Oxford, the Hellfire Club. I've been invited to those very things at Oxford. And people say, well, tell us who. Well, I mean, it's an off-record thing. It's, you know, it's like Eyes Wide Shut. They're not killing people at it, but it gets till later. And so when we tell you about that, it's like Madison Cawthorn says, yeah, I got invited to these orgies. Folks, that's 101. Roger Stone admits this. He's a Christian. It's real. But he was the top lobbyist because 25 years ago because he ran sex parties. I'm going to leave it at that. I know the inside baseball, not just from him and from others. But, you know, I mean, Roger Stone and Richard Nixon were partying in the 70s. I'll leave it at that. So, yeah, not just Roger Stone and Trump, okay? I mean, you know, there ain't no Russian spies going on here, but there's certainly some other things going on. So you need to understand, that's the entry level to this, Sean. So when you talk about this, you're talking from experience. You never did anything illegal. We've talked. Not me neither, nothing bad, but we definitely skated on the edge. Why do you think some people, they try to recruit, others they don't?
I mean, presumably it's as needed. It could be a bloodline thing. I would suggest that we're basically looking with very vast, you know, ancient structures, right? We talk about masonry, and again, I don't believe all Masons are evil. Our founding fathers were Masons. Washington, you know, was a Mason. So I can't say that the Masons are all evil. I think that
there's a battle within that structure. Sorry, that's where the real war is. That's the real thing.
It's like there's I see the Masonic structure is important for how a lot of these things are created and orchestrated. As far as like even we talked about the court system being controlled and co-opted. So, you know, the sheriffs, all these different departments, police, a lot of these things are ultimately within Masonic structures and orders. So, and then within it, yes, I would say that there's a dark and a light. And what I believe happens is that they use various practices, including magic, including astral projection and like things, you know, this is known if you study the remote viewing, for example, right? And you know how to project and you can see people from at a distance. You can kind of go into their fields. And I think that they use different techniques to try to figure out where you stand within the dark and the light, right? Which is really the Masonic show.
Exactly. So it's a test. They see it as omnipresent, and it's like Star Wars is cheesy, but it's a Masonic allegory. Darth Vader is supposed to bring order. Well, he actually does by destroying the whole old order, bringing the new order. They're testing to see where you sit in that pantheon.
Exactly. And by the way, Darth Vader is a great example of the transhuman agenda, right? He does ultimately, in the process of losing his soul and his physical body deteriorates from using black magic, he has to become what? A transhuman. He has to merge with machinery to survive. So that's actually very much the transhuman agenda. A lot of the beings in the Star Wars universe are transhuman. That's why they're all walking around with like stormtroopers with masks, and you know, they don't get to breathe oxygen normally. So think about where they're trying to take us. That's the dark side. And the initiation process. Look, I was talking to a Mason years ago who told me, he said, like, our lodge has been co-opted completely by OTO, which is the Crowley black magicians. They go there, basically, they use our lodge after hours. They do, like, rituals there. They've turned the energy into a dark energy. And so, again, this is why I say this to say that not every, don't just think someone's a Mason, oh, they must be a bad guy. It's not that simple. It's a much more complex, like the CIA, right? Like, there are white hats, and too many people are saying, well, why aren't the white hats just taking out the black hats? Why don't the white hats just kill the bad guy? But I always say, look, if you're not involved, you're not making a choice. You're not part of the story. If they just took out Fauci and Clinton, all these people, and it was just, you know, all the bad guys were gone, the system would still be there. We as individuals have to be involved in changing the system or getting
exactly. We have to get the proletariat to make the right decision. That's where the real battle is, by example, not by these inner sectarian wars.
Correct. I mean, again, I think that there are white hats that are operating. I think that there are good things that are taking place behind the scenes. But at the same time, it can't all be behind the scenes, right? And that's why so much of this is put on display. To really kind of, as Juan O'Savin and others have said, like, to find out where does the population stand, right? I mean, not everybody went along with the vax. At least 30% said,
well,
no.
Exactly. Again, it's all a test.
Mm-hmm. It's very much a test. Very much a test of our souls to find out, okay, where do you stand, right? Because if we don't claim our sovereignty here and say, this is our country, this is our nation, we have to reclaim our nation, and and we have allies that are in powerful positions, but they need us too. And, you know, they need to know that we're out there doing our part, you know, whether it's with our work, with our voice, with our protests, with our votes.
Exactly. We are supposed to be an example and leaders to others.
Exactly. So everyone has their own particular mission. And that's why I don't like sometimes people get so paranoid and think it's all dark. Everything is bad. It's all bad. It's not. This is still God's universe.
The dark side is dangerous. You're so right. In fact, there's so much more good than bad. It's just that good doesn't scheme and get together like evil. But I'd say there's 10 to 1 good. It's just that we're not. What's wrong then? What's wrong with us? Because I know it's 10 to 1 good from my experience, but why can't we stop them?
I don't know that we are not stopping them. I think that collectively we actually have come a long way. And as you know, I mean, look, where are people now compared to in 2001 when 9/11 happened, right? How many more people are awake now? How many more people are seeing the consequence of this order? How many people are realizing, my God, I lost my job. I lost my freedom. I lost my relationships. But they made choices, like Christ talked about, separating the wheat from the chaff, turning mother, you know, father against son and husband against wife. All these things. It's like to find out where you really stand on the spiritual war that we're going through. And so I believe that what's coming is very positive, but it's a transitionary phase because we're bifurcating. We're separating those that are really buying in. They bought into the New World Order. They're just like, they're happy. Like, hey, I'll become a transhuman. I'll surrender my sovereignty, go back to your normal, you know, so-called, even if it's at the expense of my life, my livelihood, and my freedom. And then there are those that are like, no, we're moving to Texas and Florida. we're going to reclaim our country state by state, because that's what the United States are. Remember, it's a collection of states that agreed to a federal government, but we still have a lot of power within our states and within our counties even. And we got to get back to that memory.
And it's as I'm the tyranny hits that people then move to the other, and it creates the new revolution. So I agree with you that we're hitting the new renaissance or a whole new expansion. And I just wish we could get the people that have served evil. Most of them are compartmentalized, don't even know. I wish we could get them to not be seduced by evil and actually come back to the light. It would be so much better. It's just so frustrating because it's so obvious.
And I think, again, I think it's getting more and more clear because there's the reason we're seeing this. I mean, there's a reason we're seeing Disney being called out, right, for their woke, so-called woke agenda. There's a reason that people like, you know, Jimmy Levy and others are coming out of the music industry saying, look, I've seen satanic stuff. You know, I've seen adrenochrome, people doing adrenochrome in the record booths and just thinking nothing of it, right? I mean, the fact that all these voices are out here now, it's prompting us to make decisions, to make choices. Do I really want to engage with what the frequency of what Netflix is putting out or what Disney is putting out? And if you just feel into the energy of a lot of these things, man, this is not
exactly healthy. It's all about what energy do you decide to interface with. I mean, it's real simple.
Yes, that's it. And everyone has to make their choice. Yeah, there
you
go.
Let me ask you this, because, you know, neither you or I are perfect angels, but at the end of the day, we love God and justice. How could these people not feel the power of good that is levels incomparable better than dark energy? Because I've taken on dark energy, I've experienced it some, I've dabbled some in it, and it's like a victory, and it's fiery, but it stinks at the end of the day, and it always creates bad things. It's not good long term. Being good is like so much better. I don't know why they don't serve good.
Well, it's like, I mean, why doesn't an alcoholic just stop drinking? Right? There's an addiction quality. There's an energy that once you've gone into it, it's very difficult to clean off and to really detox from that. I've seen people get possessed. It's very much like a drug addict or an alcoholic. And so what comes over them is basically, it's like loss of control. And so you can see there's multiple factors. Ultimately, Satanists are materialists. They believe very much in worldly power. They're willing to sacrifice someone else, right? Someone else's life. Even maybe sometimes they say make pacts with their, you know, to sell their own soul or to lose their own life.
They're totally selfish.
It's this material fascination. And I've, you know, again, it's difficult because we are sold as kids. I mean, how many movies like Wolf of Wall Street get perpetuated, which is a really satanic film, by the way, that basically shows you, like, this is what you want to be. You want to be the guy, you know, ripping people off, you know, sleeping with hot girls, partying every day, having a lot of fun. And, you know, what consequences does Wolf of Wall Street have? He ends up as Tony Robbins, basically.
Sean Stone, stay right there.
Hi, I'm Al Abaroa, founder of Knight Strategic Wealth. Inflation is picking up, markets are volatile, and the dream of a comfortable retirement is harder to attain than ever before. Nobody wants to run out of money in retirement. That's why I'm going to share something that your financial advisor doesn't want you to know. With our investment strategy, when the stock market goes up, you earn a market-linked return that locks in every year. And when the stock market goes down, your investments won't lose a dime. There are no unnecessary fees, and it works for your investments, money at a brokerage firm, or even money at a bank. It's simple, it's safe, and that's why savvy investors work with us. Want to learn more? Text FREE to 833-898-0500 and we'll send our retirement readiness kit directly to your phone right now. If you want to help build a retirement portfolio that will go up with the market and never lose money, get our retirement readiness kit today and see how this strategy can help secure your future. Text FREE to 833-898-0500. Text FREE to 833-898-0500.
We have over 100 designs of t-shirts that just sit there in our warehouse. We need to sell those shirts.